A silly story. The Queen Who Hated Animals. When she was just a little girl, Princess Kalimina was bitten by one of her father's hunting dogs. Then she was scratched by the palace cat. And one morning, while she was waiting for the groom to put her saddle in place, her horse stepped on her foot and bruised it badly. After that, Kalimina was scared of animals. As she grew, so her dislike of them grew until it was a fully grown hatred. If something had fur or feathers or claws, whiskers, fins or a tail, she hated it and would not allow it near her. So when Princess Kalimina became Queen Kalimina, the first thing she did was pass a very unpopular new law. "From this day forth, all animals are banned from the kingdom," she declared. Now, this was not such a difficult thing to do in the palace grounds. The horses were removed from their stables, the dogs were taken out of their cosy kennels, and the peacocks were banished from the gardens. But the servants in the palace had a terrible time. Spiders were brushed from the corners, shutters were closed against stray bees, but no matter what they did, woodlice always found a way in. Out in the kingdom, it was even harder to banish the animals. The people needed their sheep and pigs and their cows and chickens, and they loved their pets. What's more, how could they possibly banish the birds and snakes and butterflies and rabbits? It was a silly law made by a silly queen, they thought. However, silly as she was, the queen was very powerful and had to be obeyed. So the people found a way round the problem. They kept the animals, but disguised them as other things, so that the queen and her officials would never know they were still there. One day, Queen Kalimina decided to take a tour of her land. She rumbled along the country lanes in her carriage, pulled very slowly by four very hot and tired guards. "Can't you go any faster?" she yelled. And the queen waved to her subjects as they worked in the fields, and she was pleased to see that there were no animals. However, some of the people did look very strange. Their clothes didn't fit them at all well, and they didn't seem to be doing very much work. And once, when she was passing a hairy-looking scarecrow, she was convinced she heard it bleat like a goat. When she became hungry, the queen stopped at the nearest house to have lunch. On this particular day, it was the house that belonged to Tasha and her family. "On this particular day, the queen is coming," warned her father as he rushed into the house. "Are the animals hidden?" "Yes," replied Tasha. "Just throw the tablecloth over the pig and we'll be ready." "Now stand very still," she said to the rabbits on the shelves, who were pretending to be bookends. "And you two," she said to the cranes in the corner, "you're supposed to be lamps, remember? So no squawking." The queen strode in haughtily. "Your Majesty," said Tasha's mother, curtsying, "how lovely to see you." "Oh, what a gorgeous shawl," said the queen, looking at two white swans that Tasha's father had hung on a peg with strict instructions not to flap their wings. The queen picked up the swans and draped them over her shoulders. "Oh, it fits me beautifully," she said, "so warm and surprisingly heavy." She sat down. Now, the chair that the queen sat in was really a kangaroo with a cloth thrown over him. And when she sat down, he did his best not to gasp or fidget. Tasha's mother put a wonderful display of food on the table, which was actually the pig. And the queen started to eat and drink. Tasha and her mother and father watched nervously, and suddenly there was a bleating cry from outside and a thump. One of the sheep, which the farmers had put into the trees to make them look like low-lying clouds, had fallen to the ground. "What was that?" asked the queen, looking up from her meal. "Oh, just the baby," said Tasha's mother. "He must have fallen out of his cot again. I'll go and put him back." Just then a hedgehog wandered out from under a chair and stopped in the middle of the floor. "What is that?" asked the queen. "It looks like a hedge." "Oh, my brush," said Tasha. "I wondered where that had got to." And she picked up the hedgehog, turned it upside down and started brushing her hair with it. "I hate to have tangled hair, don't you, Your Majesty?"
"Indeed," said the queen, eyeing Tasha suspiciously.
"Is there any pepper?" she asked.
"Here, Your Majesty," said Tasha, placing her pet hamster in front of the queen.
Hammy was wearing a little hat full of pepper with holes in the top, and he was standing as still and upright as he could, with his eyes closed.
"What a strange-looking pepper pot," said the queen, picking up Hammy and shaking him vigorously. A cloud of pepper filled the room, and Hammy sneezed.
"It sneezed!" cried the queen in alarm. "I'm sure the pepper pot sneezed!"
Then one of the rabbits moved. It wasn't his fault. The heavy books were leaning against him. As books tumbled off the shelf, the rabbit leapt out of the way to avoid being squashed. And the queen screamed and turned to Tasha, her face red with rage.
"You know I have banned animals," she yelled and stamped her foot hard right on the kangaroo's foot. That was enough for the poor kangaroo. He started bounding around the room with the queen clinging on for dear life. And squealing loudly, the pig ran off and the plates fell crashing onto the floor. The crane squawked and took off out of the window, the lampshades still on their heads. The cat cushion slept from the chairs, the snake draught excluder slithered out of the door, and the kangaroo bounded out of the house and made for the open country, with Queen Kalimina still clinging on. "Put me down," screamed the queen. And finally the kangaroo did. But just then the swans decided it was time to get away. They flapped their wings and took to the air, taking the queen with them as they flew. Higher and higher they soared.
"Oh!" screamed the queen. Then, "Oh!" in a slightly different voice.
She was flying, which was something she'd always wanted to do. The swans took her high over her kingdom, beating their great white wings, and the queen laughed as she swooped low over the palace and the town. And when the swans finally brought the queen gently down beside the lake, she was ecstatic with joy. Her court officials ran outside.
"Shoot the swans," one of them shouted.
"No," cried the queen, "let them live, let all the animals live, they're wonderful." So the swans returned to the lake. The rabbits went back to their burrows, the sheep climbed gratefully down from the trees, and they all lived properly ever after. The end.